This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. This is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. The purpose of this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It is doing these exercises that will make the goal of this course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Remember that one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. So we're glad you stayed with us in the idea that we're going to have a closed meeting. Those of you, and many of you now, are familiar with the 12-step program. We have closed meetings and open meetings, and we're inviting the whole world to a closed meeting. It's a recognition that we can come together anywhere in space-time, make immediate admissions to the entirety of our inventory, our inability to solve the problem. Our realization, and then a mind training, we can't choose the curriculum. We're going to have to let all of our faults and all of our indiscretions and everything that occurred with us be laid on the line and begin to practice this program. And this is the 12-step program. And the connection between the Course in Miracles, between the mind of Jesus, even to the idea that Jesus suffered from an addiction of joy and happiness that he attempted to find working in Nazareth, is a true statement. Okay, and he progressed very rapidly based on his determination and the simple founding of the necessity for a solution that you just discovered in your heart and mind. What does he say about this? He says, you take this message of love and forgiveness that I'm offering you. You work the steps. Let's stay with it just for a minute. You work the steps of this program because they're going to admonish you that the requirement for discipline is there. All right? Many of us, when we began to practice the program, and indeed the Course in Miracles program, were told the first thing you do when you get up in the morning is sit down, open the 24-hour book, perhaps you're familiar with Hazelton, and read the prayer for today. For many of us, the idea that we would take any amount of time to actually pray or meditate was absolutely not within the nature of the manner in which we were operating in the world, and that certainly included me. The activity of continually finding and discovering solutions within our own mind in the commerce of the activity of our personal success caused us to build tensions in which we sedated ourselves. The discovery that we could no longer perform that act and manage our own affairs allowed us at any single moment to look within ourselves and find the solution. This is the direct teaching of Jesus Christ. This is his direct message to you. The objection of the spiritual seekers in the program to the religiosity of the stricture of the Christian church or any church would be very obvious to you, because the manner of their solution came from a change of their mind that is and will be directed by the Christ mind within them through their willingness to become defenseless in the certainty that they couldn't solve the problem. Would you like to have it be true that in the new findings of your heart and mind you can actually begin to perform acts of healing, those of you on the program? What do you think that you've been doing in carrying the message? Everywhere that you have went, gone, as recovered addicts, you have answered the call to offer to those still suffering the solution that you have found. Is that what you've been doing? The connections between the mind training and the program are so obvious that they're not really open to discussion. Were you asked on this program to do a personal inventory of yourself? Were you asked actually to write down the things perhaps that you were not particularly proud of that had occurred within your relationship? Of course you were. The entire naturing of this offering is to continue to take the inventory, and when you're wrong, promptly admit it. Ooh, I got up to number 10 without even meaning to. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this program to other addicts, and to practice these principles in all our affairs is the teachings of my Savior Jesus. My concern about the doctrine of churches, my concern about the political situations of determinations of right and wrong, where they may be true and the concepts cannot concern me. My concern is to offer the peace and love that I found within my own heart and mind in regard to the healing procedure of the offering of forgiveness. Let's listen. Let's try just one meditation, should we? These are were attempts to be a couple of hours, and how we direct the 12-step program to the connection of the message of Christ in the New Testament. Let's listen together. Today, the peace of God envelops me, and I forget all things except his love. Father, I wake today with miracles correcting my perception of all things. And so begins the day I share with you, as I will share eternity, for time has stepped aside today. I do not seek the things of time, and so I will not look upon them. What I seek today transcends all laws of time and things perceived in time. I would forget all things except your love. I would abide in you and know no laws except your law of love. And I would find the peace which you created for your son, forgetting all the foolish toys I make as I behold your glory and my own. And when the evening comes today, we will remember nothing but the peace of God, for we will learn today what peace is ours when we forget all things except God's love. How very lovely to understand how very fundamental the idea of a day at a time is in this teaching. All happiness and peace of mind is found here and now if it's going to be found. And it can be found only in this time and in this place. This is the discovery that we have made together, isn't it? And this day well lived will suffice. And as it suffices, it will offer us a supply of love and understanding that will transcend the nature of our former grievances. We have been presenting on these videos the certainty of the power of love and forgiveness to heal physical diseases. Remember, we talked about arthritis. Now see how the relief came to you at that moment, those that were suffering. This through the power of the mind of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. See how we talked about Parkinson's. See how we talked about tumors, sicknesses, even unto death of all kinds can be recovered by a moment of recentering in this world. Many of us who have come to this solution based on a recovery from fear or incidences of fear perhaps would like to hear what I'm going to say to you now. Everyone watching this video, and most inclusively you, are living somewhere deep within you in moments of fear. Fundamentally, they say, I am unable to solve this problem. Yet the procedure by which you resolve it allows you to momentarily overcome the panic of the simple reality that you don't know who you are or why you're here or where you came from. And indeed, that is a condition of fear. So you end up projecting it from you and then attacking the world, or your brother, or yourself, as somehow the solution to your fear can be found within the relationship that expresses the fear itself. I want to talk to you for a minute on this. Shall we practice a little bit the relief, how the healing process works? I'm offering spiritual healing to you now regardless of the problem you have. All of your expressions of fear are simply the denial of the availability of the love of God through our sonship, through the sonship of Jesus, which we now recognize. In a particular sense, what are you afraid of? To be well. What are you going to lose? All of that grievance that you've been holding on to. If you've made a step with me in overcoming the addiction to the drug and have found a certain relief in a newfound faculty of power of your mind not to act unreasonably or irrationally in the world, both because of the inevitable consequence And also because you have discovered an alternative in which you don't have to perform it to the direct extent that your awakening process is based on the entirety of your acceptance that you could not solve the problem will be the relief that we can express in sharing that solution with each other. Do you see that with me? So that the process of miraculous healing does not involve addressing the fear, okay, in your determination to overcome it, but simply by letting the fear come in for a moment to the process of the conversion of your mind in the realization that any rejection that you perform in order to protect your space location can only increase your fear. The very nature of your bodily function here on earth is to protect your body, isn't it? Everything that offends or assaults you in this world requires your protection in order to exist in it. It's an eye for an eye situation. It's the evolutionary process of the survival of the fittest. And as long as you believe you're a Bible and this, that you're a Bible, that you're a body, the body being the Bible of the resistance to the love of God, you will believe that you are some sort of fleshy animal still in some sort of evolutionary observation of yourself. The simple fact of the matter is while that can be a part of your procedure, the solution that you will find is not obtained in surviving as being fit to stay separate from God, even though your Old Testament may proclaim that to be the solution. The only solution that will ever show you the entirety of your invulnerability will be laying down the defenses of yourself. All right? Your enemy that appears to be out there, that requires your forgiveness, is only you. You are being attacked by your own thoughts. I will not attack myself today. I've decided to let go and let God. I'm going to let the procedures of this program, my realization of a continuing alternative, take over now. Thank Jesus, Holy Spirit, power greater than myself. I can't do this. Help me. I can't. I'm suffering from a terminal disease. I don't know what to do. I'm in fear. I don't have any answers. I don't want to admit this, but I'm walking around in desperation. I know you are. That's the human condition. You just can't cover it anymore. I see you out there, and I've had a great deal of experience at this, covering up the desolation that you're actually feeling within your heart. I know every one of you. I have spent many, many generations in helping you, wherever you may be in your procedure, make an admission of the unsolvability of the problem. Okay, I've shared with you in the anonymity of your vulnerability, my certainty that the truth of you, the certainty of you, cannot be expressed in the commercial association of this world, but only an admission of the entirety of the fear and uncertainty that is deep within you that must be looked at in a moment of the realization of the overcoming. You there, whoever you may be as a human, any front that you put up, okay, with me means absolutely nothing. I did not get this by the doctrine of thumping on the Bible. I did not get this by declaring Jesus is my Savior and you better believe it or you're condemned to eternal hell. That's not the way it worked with me. I got this for allowing myself to look at the impossible situation contained within my own inventory, asking for relief of it, attempting to make amends to the world that I knew that I had caused pain, recognizing that in my own forgiveness, I could feel the joy of the solution. How many humans, addicts, have I listened to who have found the solution based on turning their wills over to God? How many have I helped? How many have I attempted to serve to the best of my ability? Thousands. This is what I do. The healing procedure that I discovered came from service in my own discovery. You want to practice a couple little sentences there, former addicts or continuing addicts? Say to me, you've got to give it away to keep it. I'm waiting. It's impossible for you to know that you have found the solution unless you give it away. In the act of giving it away, this from our Savior Jesus, you can realize that you're only giving to yourself. Okay? Now the joy that you feel is that you're surrounded by a solution. This begins initially with sharing in aggregation the spiritual solution that you found by your inability to deal with the problem. Okay? Virtually all of you are familiar with the 12-step program, I'm sure. This is what we're taking to the prison ministries. And certainly this is what is out in the world for everyone to look at. The problem with your recognition of the program is fundamentally a denial of the uncompromising nature of it. That is to say, there's no real alternative to your solution of addiction to death except turning your will and your life over to God. This remains a fundamental admission that the problem was not solvable. You are in a condition where you recognize it momentarily and then continue to solve it. The uncompromising nature of the teachings of my Savior, Jesus Christ, showed me that as long as I participated in the world in any illusion of space-time, I could not enter the kingdom, but that at any single instant available to me within this cycle of space-time was the entirety of the solution. So it began with the application of a discipline, of a meditation that expressed the certainty of a need that was not contained within the literature of my human correspondence. Say to me, I needed it. Yes. So what do we have? I wish it were true. I want it to be true. Okay. I hope it will be true. Okay. It is true. The expression, it is true, is a discovery of the need for it and your inability to find it. A transformation of your mind now that's giving you a great deal of joy and happiness. Let's look together just for another moment here now about that place of peace that you have found. We've come together now in an aggregation where somewhere out there we have found the solution and we need to express it. All right? That's perfectly proper. Let's talk about how it came about. But remember this, how it came about is not where the solution lay. You can describe to me all you want about the pain and loneliness and death of this world. I'm very much aware of the ordeal that you went through. I want to show you that that ordeal is a part of the manner in which you can discover a new manner of searching, a new road that's available to you that heretofore was covered by fear. What the TrustUp program allows you to do very emphatically is to continue to examine yourself, having determined that you no longer want to do the things that you did because you don't want the consequences of it. And you know that if you remain addicted to the drug, you will get the consequences. So we have both that the cause is the drug, and the consequences and pain and of loneliness or jail time will be there. So it starts out with, I don't want to do this anymore. Okay. The admission that you have one single problem, and in this case we'll use the addictive nature of whatever it is you're taking, formulates the solution, because if that is your singular problem, and I assure you, if you believe you're an addict, that you are, the solution will simply be, I'm not going to do that anymore. Your need for help in not doing it is the program of recovery based on spiritual realization. It's a very fundamental admission that I can't solve it. But it holds in it all of the solution because it remains intense in its declaration that you have one problem and one solution. In the case of the Course in Miracles, the case of the teachings of Jesus, it's I have a problem with my own self-will. Everything I do is setting terms for my determination to remain and justify the revenge motivations of this world. And I simply can't handle it anymore. Help me. Now, the request for help with the certainty that the problem and the nature in which you attempted to solve it didn't work will enhance the value of your spiritual realization. We have often seen this expressed as a moment of desolation, a bottom, some of us called it. In the Christian tradition, a dark night of the soul. And all of us here in this time and place have had these experiences. The question is not that. The question is whether you recovered from that moment of desolation and are still using the faculties of your own mind in the belief that the solution can be found on this road. The simple truth of the matter is that it can't be. What I want to do with you now, since my attention has been given to you in your discovery of the relief and your determination to carry the message out to the world, is to show you that in that momentary revelation, the miracle of your recovery is actually the miracle of the entirety of your recovery from the idea of loneliness and death. There. Did you see that? That holy instant. That moment of here and now is being expressed by now. See? This is the overcoming of fear. This is the carrying of you, a program that is affording you a continuing solution. You made a decision to turn your will and your life over to the care of God. What an amazing idea that it was a decision. See? Now the power of that decision is what we're sharing here together in our discovery of happiness. We're going to leave you. These are done for television in 30-minute segments. I hope you'll stay with us or tune in again, and we'll talk a little more about this closed meeting that you've come into, where we're going to respect your anonymity in the determination that we share a spiritual discovery. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we think and are operating now in the realization of our own acts of forgiveness. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone. This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. We're laughing together. We're back with you now, and we're laughing together at how the solution, you'll have to listen to me just for a moment, the solution that we're offering, the spiritual solution, that man cannot know of the entirety of who he is, all right, in the aspects of the idea that he's separate from reality. That is, very simply, one who is separate cannot know the whole truth. Because in his separation, the whole truth is lost. The basic teaching of this message is one of singularity. You will either be whole and perfect as you were created, or you will be separate, which is what nothingness is, since you cannot not be a whole part of universal reality. Now, the message of that certainty can be expressed in a lot of different ways, and is expressed. But I wanted you to see with me in this little 12-step book in A Course in Miracles that the conceptual observation of it is very simple. Not so simple is the act that you are being offered in the discovery of the solution within your own mind. And therein is where the miracle lies. Yes. Yeah. Look how simple this could be for you in your acknowledgement of this program of recovery, and there's millions of you. I've met you over a period of many years now, and okay, I understand that your recovery has been spiritual. I understand that somewhere you've been unable to express it. And perhaps it's even been reduced to the idea you're just going to have to live out the function that you believe that this world has given you. It's not true. Your recovery from the ordeal of the conflict that you felt within your own mind was indeed a miracle. Okay, the fundamental admission is that I had nothing whatsoever to do with it. And in that admission, you will find the joy of sharing, communication, unambiguous in its nature, because it does not contain judgment. All of the conflict that you felt or may be still feeling within your idea of the necessity to sedate yourself are based on very rapid necessities for judgment of the existence of your association in this time. The relief that you're experiencing now is simply a determination that you won't judge. How is the world going to feel about this? It wasn't necessary that you go out and preach to the world, I'm not going to judge anymore, based on that scripture. The necessity not to judge was based on your solution that no matter how much judging you did, you were never gratified by the idea. So I've heard it said, and it's been said for many, many generations, that addiction is hereditary. Certainly the idea that you can't deal with the world because of the nature of your creative capacity, your need to justify yourself in relationship with the world, will often lead you to a despondency simply because you can't express the creativity and joy that you're feeling. This solution, which is spiritual, spreads your parameter of thought form And suddenly you begin to teach from your heart. You use your mind, but the joy and the happiness come from your heart and include your participation in this world. Now, the solution that you have found in that miracle is your certainty that the problems of this world cannot be solved. All right? We're going to share together here now just a couple of more ideas about the joy that you're going to begin to express based on God dependency. I'm going to depend on God for my solution, not on myself. There was the experience of it. Okay? The light and love of God surrounds you now and gives you a peace of mind that you never thought you could find. And we're sharing it together. Isn't that amazing? Listen. The roads this world can offer seem to be quite large in number, but the time must come when everyone begins to see how like they are to one another. Men have died on seeing this because they saw no way except the pathways offered by the world, and learning they led nowhere, lost their hope, and yet this was the time when they could have learned their greatest lesson. Listen, all must reach this point and go beyond it. And how many meetings have we been to together, recovered addicts, where the story of desolation, of coming to that point and deciding that the problem could not be solved, all right? How many contemplated suicides? How many ideas of seeking revenge that you just held there and intended to demonstrate in the retention of your own unhappiness? Okay, this is a description of what the human condition is. And it's an admission that at that point, the solution will be found. Listen. It seems to you the world will utterly abandon you if you but raise your eyes. Yet all that will occur is you will leave the world forever. This is the reestablishment of your will. Look upon it open-eyed, and you will nevermore believe that you are at the mercy of things beyond you, forces you cannot control, and thoughts that come to you against your will. It is your will now to look on this. No mad desire, no trivial impulse to forget again, no stab of fear, nor the cold sweat of seeming death can stand against your will. For what attracts you from beyond the veil is also deep within you, unseparated from it and completely one. There's a demonstration of the desolation that you feel. I'm reminded very much, it reminded me, and this is over a period of many years, where I responded to desperation calls. A lot of you are curious about how I came to my illumination. One of the factors that I'm disclosing to you now is the manner in which I came to it. This goes back a considerable number of years, but I had a very successful operation in the western suburbs of a major city. And having discovered this solution and the miraculous recovery from my own addiction, I always felt a strong need to carry the message. We have, as you are familiar, answering services where we respond to calls of desperation, or at least calls that indicate they might want to listen to the solution. I had a great need in me to carry the message. If the phone call came, I would go. So it gave me the opportunity to look at you in the nature of your despondency and represent to you what I would hope you would recognize as the solution. I was surprised. I was examining it this morning. I thought when I might give this talk that you might like to see the nature of my determination that I would go anywhere and do anything to help those in need. As I look back on it, I would get a call and go into a particular part of Chicago where no one after 10 o'clock at night would even consider going. It didn't occur to me that if I got a call, and it could come from anywhere, you don't know what that situation was going to be that I did not respond to. In all of those episodes, in all of those times, I was never threatened in any way. There was something about my determination to help that subtracted the idea of fear from my mind. I'm not at all certain that I would do it today, and that belabors it. The fact is that I could go into a situation and say, who called or where is he? And if I wasn't recognized as a cop, perhaps I might have been recognized as a cop, it could be seen that I had some sort of authority based on determination in my mind to perform the act, and no way was it connected to fear. So the evolvement of the discovery of my need to carry the message had no regard to where I was going to go to do it. This allowed me to end up opening up rehab centers where no one would allow them. That's really going back some years. I was determined to aid and assist, and in that involvement, I began to have these experiences of joy. So the message that I offer and continued in a process of physiological and mental and emotional conversion to the point where my service became first a mandate of spiritual discovery and then a realization of the entirety, where a voice from heaven said to me, "This is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased." There's a lot of phenomena going out in the world based on these videos and the healing process. And if you have a story to tell us about this, we'd like to hear from you. This is at the Healing Center. There's thousands of them now. And every one of them is miraculous. And certainly what just occurred right there, fearful mind, in a decision that you could make based on my love, all right, while it might not have appeared to you as physical, certainly appeared to you as a fearful episode within your own mind that you'd been carrying with you and didn't even know it. The rebounding from the fear that you had prevented you from actually looking at the magnitude of the fear. Now you're letting that enemy, letting that resistance that you had set up to protect the parameters of your need for that disease be dissolved in the sharing of our love. And they are dissolved. And we have come together now in this time through service to each other. Our Master Jesus says, "Greater things will you do than I have done, because I have prepared a way for you. As you do to the least of me, you do to me." The parable of the Samaritan. I will help you. Okay, I will bind your wounds. I will feed you. And I will harbor you. So the inquiry as to how I got this, I got it in missionary. And there's nothing new about this. All discoverers of the grace of Jesus Christ, in any real sense, become missionaries. And many of you have open missions where you afford sustenance of light and love. The joy that you feel in the necessity to do that is the offering that I am giving you now in the sharing of our love. So we have come to this time and place, and we were at the point of desolation, okay, and we have recovered from it. Let's listen just a little more to the message of this Trusted book and A Course in Miracles. Talk about a day at a time. How about a minute or a second at a time? Listen. Each day and every minute in each day and every instant that each minute holds, you but relive the single instant when the time of terror took the place of love. And so you die each day to live again until you cross the gap between the past and present, which is not a gap at all. Such is each life, a seeming interval from birth to death and on to life again. A repetition of an instant gone by long ago that cannot be relived. And all of time is but the mad belief that what is over is still here and now. Listen, forgive the past and let it go, for it is gone. You stand no longer on the grounds that lies between the worlds. You have gone on and reached the world that lies at heaven's gate. There is no hindrance to the will of God, nor any need that you repeat again a journey that was over long ago. What was that offering? Live each moment at a time. Die each second into the certainty of your rebirth. Right? Forgive those who are apparently around you, and see that at this time and place, the solution is available to you. Listen. Not one light in heaven but goes with you. Not one ray that shines forever in the mind of God but shines on you. Heaven is joined with you in your advance to heaven. When such great lights have joined with you to give the little spark of your desire, the power of God Himself, can you remain in darkness? Seek for that door and find it. But before you try to open it, remind yourself that no one can fail who seeks to reach the truth. And it is this request that you make today. Put out your hand and see how easily the door swings open with your one intent to go beyond it. Angels light the way so that all darkness vanishes and you are standing in a light so bright and clear that you can understand all things you see. A tiny moment of surprise, perhaps, will make you pause before you realize the world you see before you in the light reflects the truth you knew and did not quite forget in wandering away in dreams. What an experience. What an experience. Suddenly the light that was always around you, okay, has penetrated your need to defend yourself and attack yourself. What you discovered is your need to addict yourself, to find remedy in drug and alcohol, were simply the manner in which you sustained the pain because you sought relief outside of yourself. The spiritual relief, the joy of the relief that you have found now in this time and place can never be lost. This is the light of God that you're carrying around with you now at this time. Look, your dues have been paid. If you're watching this video with me, there's no necessity that you go back out into that world and continue to perform all the acts that you thought were necessary to sustain yourself, including getting even, including seeking revenge. It's only going to cause you to fall more back into your fear mode and your inability to solve the problem. So the light is all around you now because you found the solution. and you're willing to stand here just for a moment and enjoy it in its entirety, you have been successful in your program of recovery. Listen. You cannot fail today. There walks with you the Spirit of Heaven sent you that you might approach this door someday and through His aid slip effortlessly past it to the light. Today that day has come. Today God keeps His ancient promise to His Holy Son, as does His Son remember His to Him. This is a day of gladness, for we come to the appointed time and place where you will find the goal of all of your searching here and all the seeking of the world, which end together as we pass beyond the door. Share with me, and I'm certain that you're doing it at this time, that watching this video of recovery was not by accident. You finally came to a time and place where, having resolved the problem, you were carrying the solution around with you, looking for a new space light factor that could offer you ideas that would continue to enhance the bright discovery within your own mind. Yes, you are recovered, and you have come to that place. And it is a miracle, and it is a miracle that can be continued and expanded and extended through forgiveness and love. Now, will you please look at this poster with me that compares the 12-step program with the Course in Miracles? I am responsible. I am responsible. I must give it away to keep it. When anyone, anywhere reaches out for help, I want the hand of AA always to be there, and for that, I am responsible. I am responsible. When I am healed, I am not healed alone. I would share my healing with the world, that sickness and death be banished from the mind of God's one Son, who is my only self. I walk with God in perfect holiness. I light the world. I light my mind and all the minds which God created one with me. I am responsible. And I'm sharing the joy of my acceptance of that responsibility with you. My need to carry this message is extremely intense, and it comes at the direction of my Savior, Jesus Christ. He has represented to me the certainty that I discovered in turning my will and my life over to God. By continuing in the practice, He now walks with me in that certainty. The Christhood of Jesus walks with you as well, because in His solution of forgiveness and love is everything that you have been searching for. And you found it at this time and place. Yes, we see the light now revealed to us, and we feel just for a moment the joy of the sharing of this program of recovery from death that has given us the surety that our home is in heaven. And we stay here now just for one more moment to express to each other that light and love as we are healed in the entirety of that dedication. Father, thank you for the light that feel descending on us now. Let's say it together. God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we are thinking. Okay. What a program. What a solution. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone.